All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
There was no justice for Breonna Taylor. Governor Baker allowing more customers in restaurants, while Boston Mayor Marty Walsh warns that Boston could soon be categorized as high risk. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Kodak Black so desperately trying to get out of jail. Now he's even asking Donald Trump for help.
Leroy has your sports.
And yesterday was a blessing and a curse. But first,
protests around the country after the news broke that none of the three officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death were charged with her killing. Breonna Taylor was killed more than 6 months ago after being shot by Louisville police officers who broke down her door to her apartment while executing a warrant. A grand jury decided to indict only one of the three officers on first-degree wanton endangerment, which is a Class D felony, the lowest of four classes of felony. And the charges apply to the risk to Breonna Taylor's neighbors, but does not hold the officer responsible for her death. I'm so angry, but I absolutely am not surprised, because I think we knew when they declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, before they even announced it.
Ahead of the decision, what was up. We knew that. So, I mean, I don't know. Just not surprised, but I'm so angry. God. Anyway.
No, tell us how you feel.
I don't know what to feel anymore.
Exasperated,
really.
Because it's, you know, like, what the outcome is, even though that's the outcome we want to change, but they keep coming back with the same outcome every time. So it's like you're reading a book and you already know what the ending is.
It just proves time and time again that Black lives do not matter and do not get justice in this country.
It's almost like they were saying that the neighbor's house was more important than a human life.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand it. Mm. I really don't.
And then they tried getting, the way that the whole thing has just played out, like, trying to get the boyfriend to say that she was doing stuff. Like, the whole thing is just ridiculous and unbelievable. Well, it is believable. Moving along. Starting on Monday, Massachusetts COVID-19 regulations will allow more people to be at tables in restaurants, and bar seating will be allowed to serve food. Customers who order drinks at a bar are also required to order food. Governor Baker said that the limit on the number of customers who can share a table at restaurants and indoor or outdoor events will be raised from 6 to 10. Meanwhile, though, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said that there has been an uptick in coronavirus in the city that could soon land Boston categorized as high risk. Yesterday, Walsh said that Boston is very close to moving into the red high risk category on the map, which could happen either later today or next week. He said it doesn't mean that they have to shut down the city, but Boston will not be increasing the maximum seating capacity at restaurants and will be keeping it at 6.
My restaurant friends and business owner friends were so pissed yesterday, because it was like, you got the green light from the governor, and then all of a sudden Mayor Walsh like, not so fast.
Right. That sucks.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Cheer star Jerry Harris being held and facing federal child pornography charges, and as you can expect, all of his financial opportunities are all but gone. He used to have a Cameo account where, you know, people could pay $150 for a personalized video, which my Pop Warner team may or may not have actually gotten personalized. video from Jerry last year before Nationals. But as you can expect, Jerry's Cameo account is now on hold. His page is actually still there, but instead of being able to book, it says, notify me when Jerry Harris is available. I'd say you won't get a notification anytime soon.
It's so funny with those cameos. A friend of mine got one for a guy, like he runs a company, and he got one for this dude that he hired from, I forget what wrestler, it was like one of the WWE guys. And the WWE guy went on so personal for like 2 minutes, just like go talking all personal stuff about dude. Like he made it seem like he really cared. And then he got one from Chong, Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, this is Tommy Chong. Congratulations on your job. Yeah, that's good. It was 30
that's
seconds.
It?
Didn't even say the guy's name.
That's funny. Also, apparently Jerry was also set to present an award at the Emmys this past weekend. And an email had gone out just hours after Jerry's arrest saying that awards will be handed out by stars from some of the season's most popular shows, including Cheers, Jerry Harris. They obviously hadn't gotten the memo at the time that Jerry had just been arrested and is facing up to 30 years in jail. Any hope R. Kelly had of getting out of prison? You're going to sense a prison theme in my juice this morning.
All right.
R. Kelly was hoping he was going to get out of jail, but now those hopes are gone. Remember, he got attacked by another inmate in his cell, and his lawyers were saying that he wanted to get him out because he was fearing for his life. Well, the judge denied R. Kelly's request, saying the incident was an isolated one and that the attacker has been moved to another facility in Michigan. R. Kelly is in prison for the foreseeable future as he awaits four separate trials for numerous sex crimes.
How does that make you feel, R. Kelly?
Y'all killing me with this!
Thanos snapped his fingers and made any chance you had of leaving disappear.
And Kodak Black, another prison theme here. Desperately trying to get out of jail, and he's pretty much out of options at this point, which is probably why he's going straight to the top. The head honcho, President Trump. Kodak Black was sentenced to 46 months behind bars in his federal gun case, but his lawyers are arguing the average sentence for a crime of that nature is only 18 months. Kodak's locked up in a maximum security federal prison in Kentucky, and his attorneys, Bradford Cohen and Jonathan Schwartz, have sent a petition to Donald Trump asking him to cut a deal, citing the hundreds of thousands of dollars he's donated to charities over the years.
He better change his name to Kodak White if he wants Donald Trump to change
including
his,
playing
his
Santa,
sentence.
Giving gift cards at Christmas, donating to underprivileged youth, helping people in his neighborhood, and paying for children's education. But the good news for Kodak Black is that one of his attorneys actually does have ties to Donald Trump. Bradford Cohen was a contestant on The Apprentice back in 2005, but eventually got fired, so who knows?
God.
Don't keep your hopes up. Here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, the sports world lost two legends yesterday. 60-year-old wrestling legend Joseph Laurinaitis, a.k.a. Animal. Yeah, I know he passed away. And Hall of Fame Chicago Bear running back Gale Sayers passed away at the age of 77. So rest in peace to them both. The Red Sox have got a cute little three-game winning streak going on after they beat the Orioles 9-1. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars 5-2 to take a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor, he missed his start this past Sunday, and he had to be rushed to the hospital after having trouble breathing. What's the problem? Is it Rona? No. Come to find out, it was because while a team doctor was trying to give Taylor a shot to the ribs, the doctor accidentally punctured one of his lungs instead. I know.
Okay. Tyrod, listen, you got to stay still for the shot, all right? Whatever you do, don't move. I think you flinched.
Yes, and he's all right. He's out of the hospital, but he's about to get paid.
Oh, yes.
Trust and believe. Someone please check on my coach, Bill Belichick. Yesterday, he showed up to the press conference looking like he just came up out of somebody's basement. Hair was a mess. Face looking tired. And his short sleeve sweatshirt had all kinds of holes in it. He was looking bad.
Is he a great big fat person?
Stop it!
Someone give that man a hug. I'm concerned. I'm really concerned.
He looked like he hadn't shaved in a week,
too. Poor thing. And yesterday started off good for the Celtics. Gordon Hayward and his wife Robin welcomed their son into the world. That was such a blessing. But as far as the Celtics, just terrible. They dropped game 4 to the Heat. 112-109. They are now down down 3-1. Done. To one. The series is over. It is.
Done.
It's all set. It's all done. I know it's not officially over, but in our hearts and minds, we all know it is. Sox Orioles at 7:30, Thursday night football. You got the Dolphins versus the Jaguars. That's at 8:20. And game 4, Western Conference Finals, Lakers Nuggets at 9. And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today. Joseph Topalian is a World War II vet who served in the Navy, uses a wheelchair, and needed a ramp at his home in Oxford. Well, first responders in the town volunteered to build it for him, and on Tuesday, they did just that in one day. The town's Home Depot also donated all the materials to build the ramp, as well as new smoke and carbon monoxide detectors that were needed to replace the outdated ones in his home. I love that. That's your good news. This report made hot by the Jimmy Fund, supporting groundbreaking cancer treatment and patient care at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Boston.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Steny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.